With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Team Trump is wasting no time laying the groundwork for what will hopefully be a smooth transition to the new administration. The Trump transition team is getting down to business. Mr. Trump will have a Republican majority Senate to work with, although control of the House is still up in the air, with dozens of races yet to be called. And now the speculation is beginning as to who Mr. Trump might appoint to key positions, including cabinet posts.
We know that Donald Trump is someone who likes to keep his inner circle. We've seen a recent tweet from Tiffany Trump showing a family photo, and in that photo, Elon Musk, a huge backer of Donald Trump. On the road, Donald Trump has said that he could have a role, quote, tackling government waste. Another names to watch, RFK Jr. Donald Trump has said that he could have a role in health policy.
The BBC's Helena Humphrey. After putting it off for a while, Kamala Harris finally got around to conceding the race to Mr. Trump.
Harris called her rival to offer congratulations on his successful re-election bid. A senior Harris aide said the vice president discussed the importance of a peaceful transfer of power and being a president for all Americans. A spokesman for the Trump campaign said that in the phone call, the former and future president acknowledged Harris's strength, professionalism, and tenacity throughout the campaign, and both leaders agreed on the importance of unifying the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden will deliver a post-election speech later this morning. Also at SRNnews.com, the Fed is poised to cut its key interest rate for a second straight time. That's expected later today. Wall Street stormed to dizzying heights yesterday, the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all closing at record highs. This morning, Dow futures are up 84 points, NASDAQ futures up 51 points. This is SRN News. A reprieve for a Christian homeless shelter.
The Union Gospel Mission in Yakima, Washington will not be penalized for hiring only Christians while it battles the state in court. Government officials in Washington say the shelter is violating anti-discrimination statutes by refusing to hire non-believers and was prepared to start applying sanctions when a federal court stepped in. Alliance Defending Freedom is defending the mission, and spokesman Ryan Tucker says religious freedom is clearly at stake in the case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Jewish people around the world prepare to remember Kristallnacht, there are plans to build a new synagogue in a German city where some of the violence took place. In Hamburg, members of the leading Jewish organization envision reconstruction of a synagogue. It was destroyed during the Nazi pogrom as a way of revitalizing Jewish life in the same space where it once flourished. Kristallnacht was a wave of violent anti-Jewish attacks, November 9, 1938. This is SRN News. An on-again, off-again deal that could spare the lives of several alleged 9/11 plotters is on again.
A judge at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has ruled that plea bargains struck by alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others were valid, blocking an order by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to throw out the plea deals and continue the trial, a government official said Wednesday. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the order by Air Force Colonel Matthew McCall had not yet been posted publicly or officially announced. Keith Peters reporting.
A wind-driven wildfire in Ventura County, northwest of Los Angeles, has destroyed dozens of homes. It's also forced thousands of residents of the area to flee their homes. 14,000 people have been urged to leave as the so-called mountain fire rages for a second day. More details at SRNnews.com.